Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Little Chicago bringing us back. 17 till. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. We update it every day. Got a new video up there, and I think we're going to put another new one up today. And we got the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, like our good friend Tim Berry, who's with us now. We're celebrating his 14th anniversary. Think about that, folks. 14 years hanging out with Jim Blasingame. That's pretty scary, isn't it? And then of course, the newsletter. Please subscribe to that. And all of our great corporate partners who help us bring you our program, hope you'll support them too. Hey, Tim, we're talking about the myths. Tim, by the way, folks, is the founder of Palo Alto Software, the world's expert on business planning, the author of the Plan As You Go business plan. Tim, we're talking about myths and myths that that other people tell us, myths that we tell ourselves. And what are some others? In the previous segment, we talked about the myth that you can survive only on persistence and passion. You can get your business out of the ground. You and I both have bootstrapped a company to a level of success. We both know that persistence and passion was essential in that bootstrapping, but it wasn't all we had to have, obviously.
Yes. So another myth is about satisfaction and self-fulfillment.
Okay.
And I propose, and here again, a lot of people would object to this, that the only real satisfaction and self-fulfillment that people get from building a business is rooted fundamentally in having satisfied and self-fulfilled customers. It's not about me, the owner, and what I want to do. At its core, it's about doing something that people want to buy,
mm-hmm.
which goes back to our first one, but mm-hmm. they relate, and it's hard to talk about the one
somehow
without the
other.
Somehow
you keep coming back to these pesky customers, Tim.
Yeah, how about that? Funny thing about that, having been in business for 25 or 30 years, maybe that's been a theme or a hard lesson I've learned.
Somehow they've gotten through to you, haven't they?
Well, you just look and you talk about the fundamental long term of what's going on, and that all of this, it just needs to be said, because I think when we're at the panels or the lectures or the workshops and people are talking about passion or self-fulfillment or whatever, I think they're all assuming that, like you were saying about the fundamentals, that this is all within the framework of giving value and doing something that ought to be done and that mm-hmm. people want to be paid for, But if we don't say it every so often, then we get the absurdities where, I mean, I like to play the guitar and sing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I could have a lot of passion for that, and I could want self-fulfillment for that, but nobody in the world is going to want to pay me money to do that. So there's no business
right.
there.
Right.
Because it's about the other people, not me. You know, if you want self-fulfillment, write a novel, paint a painting, write a song.
Plant a garden. But what you're saying is that find your fulfillment, find your satisfaction in serving customers. And there's another element to this, Tim, and this comes back to something I think is really important, and that is who are the leaders of your business? Is it you, or should it be your employees? Should you be running around trying to be the leader, or should you be helping other people to lead, and you be the servant of those leaders? What do you think, Tim? I mean, to me, that's another myth that a lot of business owners have, is that they're supposed to be the leader of their business. Well, okay, technically that's right, but in my opinion, in terms of the business, operating the business, your employees are now your customers. What do you think?
I think you're onto something that is related to power versus control. Real power is extending your vision and your ideas through other people who buy into them and act on them. That's real power. But to have real power, you have to give up some control, because you won't be able to extend your ideas and vision if you're exaggerating about control, because people don't adopt your ideas and vision if there's too much control. They have to feel like it's their own. So it's a sort of a double, two orders of magnitude. A leader creates, fosters, and encourages and empowers other leaders.
Well, executing your leadership is what people do when they feel obligated. But buying your franchise, being willing to take ownership of your leadership franchise, that's when you get real power. I like the way you said that, power versus control. Think about that, folks, as you think about your employees. Tim, last thoughts on this particular point. We got 30 seconds.
That really the long term is building something. It's almost like a pyramid, isn't it? If we're talking about leadership, that leaders create leaders that build something with them. And you have to let those other leaders build, or else you have to do it all yourself.
Well, and if you really want to have self-fulfillment as a business owner, be able to leave your business for a while and not worry about it. You can only do that with power. You can't do that if you have to have control.
Absolutely.
Tim, give us the website, please.
Bplans.com, BPLANS.com.
And TimBerry.com too, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, BERRY, Tim Berry.
Tell you, check it out. Quick break, 10 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, Tim Berry, and I will be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.